have to tell you about. The BBC has been forced to pull its most popular soccer programming off the air this weekend amid a boycott over a move to suspend host Gary Lineker from his duties. The BBC announced that Lineker, a former soccer star and lead presenter of Match of the Day, will step back from presenting until both sides reach an agreement on his use of social media. The broadcaster earlier this week claims that Lineker broke its impartiality rules when he posted a tweet which he compared language used by a British official in detailing her plans to stop illegal immigrants from arriving in small boats to, quote, that used by Germany in the 1930s. Former NBA star Sean Kemp was arrested and remains in jail in Tacoma, Washington. He faces felony charges in connection with a drive-by shooting. Kemp, who's 53, was booked on Wednesday in Tacoma. Jim Boeheim's 47-year tenure as the men's basketball coach at Syracuse University is over, the school announced this week. Syracuse said that associate head coach Brian Autry will assume control of the program. The 78-year-old Boeheim posted a He's won more than 1,000 games to 400 losses during his tenure with Syracuse. He led the Orange to 35 NCAA tournament appearances, including a national title and 5 Final Fours. He ranks 6th all-time in wins in college basketball. But Wake Forest beat Syracuse 77-74 in the ACC tournament this week, and the Orange went 17-15 this season.
Is the sun gonna shine or will it rain? What's the weather gonna be this wonderful weekend with your radio?
Cloudy skies today with a high of 39. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies with a low of 27. On Sunday, chance of snow in the morning, changing over to rain, mostly cloudy, high near 42. Sunday night, rain likely, low 34. And then on Monday, showers likely, cloudy, with a high near 42 degrees. Right now, just ahead of much more music on the J. Thurber Experience, 33 in Beaver County and in Butler. It's 34 right now outside our weather window in downtown McKeesport. Light snow falling at WRCT in Oakland, 33 degrees. Swage is going to take us to news time. Piercing, it's too piercing. It's too piercing. I wanted something a little bit mellower. Into the news. It's a little bit softer, huh?
We've made plans to guard lives, so please have mercy on me. We keep falling too fast. Still think you're all that I need. 911, what is your emergency? I'm losing more as the angels start to sing. Set on arrival, always a little too late. Set on arrival, the grass is on the grave. You can bury my heart in street deep, but that ain't gonna help you sleep. So let me drown in denial. Dead on arrival.
School Dropout. I'm Jay Thurber. The website jthurbershow.com. on social media at Jay Thurber Show, broadcasting live from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WIRCT Pittsburgh. And Tube City Online Radio McKeesport FSN News is next. It's 1 o'clock.
Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nick Harper with The Week in Review. This last week saw a Mexican cartel kidnap a group of four US citizens, an attack that led to the death of two of the Americans. Their bodies were repatriated to the US as the cartel handed over five people they said were responsible for the killings. The group of four friends had traveled from South Carolina to Matamoros in Mexico so one of them could undergo a medical procedure. FSN's Tony Waterman in Texas was following developments throughout the week.
The remains of Shaeed Woodard and Zendell Brown are expected to be transferred to a funeral home in Brownsville, Texas, right across the border from Matamoros, Mexico, where their bodies were found earlier this week. Autopsies were carried out in Mexico, but officials have not released a cause of death. The bodies will undergo a second autopsy in the U.S. Officials believe the group of friends was caught in the crossfire between rival drug gangs. The two other victims, Latavia Washington McGee and Eric Williams, survived the kidnapping and are back in the U.S. Tony Waterman, Texas.
At least seven people were killed this week in a shooting in the German city of Hamburg, where a gunman opened fire at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall. Police said the gunman took his own life at the scene. FSN's Germany correspondent Trent Murray had this report.
There was clearly a large group in place here at this event. And if indeed that Der Spiegel news reporting about it being a former member of the church holds up, then it would indicate there was some intimate knowledge there by the shooter that there would be a lot of people at the church at the time. I should note as well, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who himself is the former mayor of Hamburg, he has issued a statement in the past hour decrying what he said is a brutal act of violence.
In China, President Xi Jinping officially clinched an unprecedented third term as president of the world's second-largest economy. That following a vote at the National People's Congress in Beijing in a race where he was the only candidate. FSN's Patrick Fock reports.
All 2,952 members of China's rubber-stamp parliament voted unanimously for Xi to stay on as the country's president for another 5 years. It makes him the country's longest-serving leader since founding father Mao Zedong. He was also reappointed as head of China's military, keeping him in charge of the world's biggest armed forces in terms of active personnel. The vote was largely procedural. Xi secured his status previously at the once-every-5-years party congress, which took place in the fall. Separately, the NPC also approved a sweeping set of reforms, including setting up a new financial sector watchdog and national data agency, while a revamp of the Science and Technology Ministry is seen as being aimed at countering U.S. curbs on Chinese technology.
From Bureaus Worldwide, this is FSN.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the solid gold sound of a million-dollar weekend. All weekend from
WMCK McKeesport.
Yeah.
There's much more music time. 33, Radio 9 degrees. Good afternoon, I'm Jay Thurber. Thank you for spending a little bit of your Saturday afternoon with me here on the radio. Telephone line open at 412-385-7450. Here's Betty White on Radio 9.
A clean-up woman is a woman who gets all the lovely girls leave behind. The reason I know so much about her is because she picked up.
saying that tomorrow morning. Daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. Don't forget before you go to bed to set those clocks back 1 hour for daylight saving time. And I think this might be the last time we're going on daylight saving. Didn't they vote to repeal daylight saving time? I was joking about Robert Blake. I shouldn't have. The man passed away on Thursday, 89 years old. Might be best remembered for two roles, one of them being his role in Cold Blood as one of the Stone Cold Killers. The other one being for the TV show Beretta. Here's El Chicano with the theme from Beretta, Keep Your Eye on the Sparrow. Junior also had a hit with that song.
More music. WRCT.
Kind of fool, do you think I am now?
depends on what kind of fools there are. Speaking of fools, Marty Griffin, I just put this on social media. Marty Griffin almost had an accident in his pants because he saw someone almost die in a car accident. First responders saved the driver of this car. She ran into a bus. And you can hear the exclamation points, can't you? Good Lord, Marty. Just, my golly, take a cold shower or something, huh? We're playing Irish bands today for the St. Patrick's Day Parade. A group here called the Alley Cats. Send this out to Marty Griffin. It's called the Friendly Undertaker.
I'm your Friendly Undertaker. Let me take you for a spin. Yeah, I'm your Friendly Undertaker. Let me take you for a spin. I've got a big long black hearse that everybody just got to ride in. I offer 24-hour service. Call me 'cause I don't even sleep. I offer 24-hour service. Call me 'cause I don't even sleep. I'm your Friendly Undertaker, and I'll bury you deep and cheap. Well, this is one so right, there ain't no way to get around.
From Ireland on Radio 9 at 121 Chime Time. New music from Delaware Water Gap coming up after we take care of a couple of brief messages. Also check your full-time Radio 9 weather forecast. What else do we want to tell you about? Hey, keen teens, you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, guess what? WRCT gave him a radio show. Viva Lamont happens every Friday night starting at 10. Going into the wee small hours of the morning. And you can catch a replay now, which is often because I'm old. I have to go to bed on Friday nights. I mean, you know, the nurses at the home insist on it, as a matter of fact. But you can guess you can catch replays now during the day on WRCT 88.3, our flagship station. So more than one time to listen to Viva La Mock with the Mockster. Only on independent freeform radio from Carnegie Mellon, 88.3 WRCT. And don't forget to check out the website for all of your scheduling information at WRCT.org. Let me see. What else can I tell you about? Tell you about some of the programming on our internet station, Tube City Online Radio in Mockishport. And people say, well, how do I listen to this? Well, if you've got the old-timey browser, you can go to oldtimeywmck.fm and you can listen to it there. You can ask Siri or Alexa or Echo or whatever it is that you have. Play Tube City Online Radio. You can find it on Radio Garden and TuneIn and Streama. And then you'll find out that coming up at 3 o'clock, it's Smooth, Relaxing, and Easy with Eric O'Brien. The Kirsten and Amber Show at 5. The Tragical History Tour at 6. Local News at 7. And then Oldies Until Midnight, beginning right after the news. So tune in to Tube City Online Radio, the new sound of the Mon Valley community-powered radio from McKeesport.
Steel City weather.
And here's your forecast for the entire Radio 9 listening area. Cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 39, cloudy overnight, low of 27. Chance of snow on Sunday morning. Remember to set those clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time begins Sunday morning. Mostly cloudy on Sunday with a high of 42. Showers likely Monday, cloudy, high 42. And then on Tuesday, chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 33. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 34 in Beaver County, 32 in Butler, 33 in Washington. Outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, we're at 34 degrees in street level. Someone's got a bitchin' truck out there, boy. Nice looking red Ram truck out there. I don't even like trucks, but that's a sharp looking truck, as my father-in-law would say. 33 right now, street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, with new music from Del Watercap. Okay, so keep it clean.
Yes, sir.
Captain Jack in Munhall. Captain Jack, what did I do?
You went backwards.
I've been backwards for a long time, though, Jack. So you're supposed to set your clock ahead forward 1 hour.
I didn't go to CMU, but I did go to second grade. And in second grade, our teacher said, remember, you spring forward and fall back.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry. Everybody's going to be 2 hours late for church tomorrow morning.
Or 2 years.
Well, yeah, sure. So Captain Jack in Munhall wants you to know that Jay Thurber is a meathead as usual. Spring forward, fall back. So spring forward 1 hour so you can be on daylight saving time and you don't show up late for church or whatever tomorrow.
So you'll miss work Monday because you set the alarm wrong.
What's the downside of that?
That's true. That's good. True story.
All right,
well, I have a basketball Jones here.
Yeah,
I've been watching basketball since noon Wednesday.
And what would you like to hear?
I would like to hear a basketball Jones.
Thank you, Jack. Take care.
See you.
Bye. Oh, and in the background, we heard Del Watergap with a new song called Ode to a Conversation Stuck in Your Throat. I'm so sorry about that. I'm an idiot, but you knew that already. So what can we do to try to get that? A reminder to Jay Thurber that you have to set the clocks ahead 1 hour in the springtime, not backwards. That's dumb. That is really, that's dumb even by my standards. That's pretty dumb. So do we have something that we can remind people to set those clocks? Oh, I know what we could play. We heard it last week in the 1 o'clock hour, as a matter of fact. And I think we ought to play it again. I think we ought to play a little 5 o'clock world. What do you think about that? Let's see if we can pull that up here. I'm rapidly scrolling through, and I think this is it. Set those clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed.
Oh, every moment just to keep a job. I gotta find my way through the hustle and bustle. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. Yeah, yeah. But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a 5 o'clock for me inside my clothes. Thinking that the world looks fine. Yeah. But I didn't. Trading my time for the pay I get. Living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my way. But I live for the end of the day. Cause it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. And there's a long-haired girl who waits, I know, to ease my troubled mind.
Time it is. Set those clocks 1 hour ahead before you go to bed tonight. Daylight saving time begins Sunday morning. I'm Jay Thurber, and I'm an idiot. You can find my idiotic rantings at jaythurbershow.com. You can listen to them here on the radio on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio in McKeesport, where it's 1:31. And what do they call Jay Thurber in McKeesport?
Cuckoo.
That's true. It's absolutely accurate. Known to the drunks falling out of the elbow room as Cuckoo, I'm Jay Thurber, and these are the Chambers Brothers on Radio 9. 1 hour ahead. And there is legislation to make daylight saving time permanent, but it has not been approved yet. So a couple of corrections we're issuing here on the Jay Thurber Mess. Mistake matinee. Set those clocks ahead 1 hour before you go to bed. Unless you want to be a rebel and show up to everything late, call me the late Jay Thurber. You're ahead of my time or behind my time. 1 hour ahead. I'm going to do it right now on my watch here while we listen to David Bowie. Pittsburgh, the parade wrapping up downtown. Now the bar crawl's beginning on the south side and in Oakland and East Liberty. Caution driving. If you're out, the police are out too. Playing some Irish bands this afternoon. From Dublin, Fair City. This is Thin Lizzy from 1969 with a Whiskey in the Jar on Radio 9.
I took all of this money and it was a pretty penny. I took all of this money and I brought it home to me.
jar. St. Patrick's Day, Parade Day in Pittsburgh. We're going to hear a little bit more from Dave Allen right after this.
Hey, how's your day going? Mine's going okay for a traffic cone. That's right, I'm a traffic cone, and it's my job to protect everyone in a work zone. My typical day involves being screamed at.
What's the holdup? Come on, let's go!
Sideswiped. And even run over. But hey, it's better me than the folks in the work zone. So please slow down and drive carefully. If you control your driving in work zones, or excuse me, control your driving, then we can all go home safely at the end of the day.
This message brought to you by PennDOT. Drive safe, PA.
I am what you might call a practicing atheist. I'm quite happy to be an atheist because I think actually God likes atheists better. We never ask him for anything. We're not bothering him all the time, saying, "Oh God, please help me, I'm with this thing." And as a practicing atheist, there's certain things that I travel around the world, and no matter where I go, somebody called Gideon leaves me this book to read. Book because it says it all began at the beginning. But there are certain things that, when I read the Bible, and I do read the Bible, that I find difficult to understand. I mean, if God has been there forever, what was he doing before he got to us? I mean, what was he out there doing? Was he sitting there going, bored today, what'll I do? And I mean, suddenly from nowhere, he suddenly decided to create a world. I'll make a world, that's what. Make a world. Yes, that's what I'll do. Rivers, seas, boom, mountains. Boom. Everything's there. I want a garden. I'd like a nice garden. Quack! Garden me. Hate gardening. Need a garden. Ah, gardener, spit and dust. Adam. Hey! And he, Adam, never once says, "Where in the name of God did I come from?" I mean, he's 40 years of age. He has no child, and he has no recall. He doesn't say, "How did I get here?" But he's quite happy. He just kind of trundles around the garden, working away. And God is looking at him. And he sees that Adam is happy. Put him there to be happy. I'll put a stop to that. And God, during the night, sneaks down like a thief and steals, doesn't ask, doesn't request, doesn't, steals it. His rib. And from his rib, he makes woman. And Adam wakes up in the morning, he's a real thicky. He's lying there, he's like, and there's somebody else, he doesn't say, "Where did you come from? Where, how the hell did you get here? Where did you get those lumps?" Just goes out and goes gardening. And God comes down and has a conversation with Eve and tells her that she can eat of any fruit in the tree in the whole garden, with the exception of one fruit tree. He's talking to a woman. He actually tells her not to eat of the fruit. And then she said, "Which tree can I eat?" He said, "That one over there." He points it out to her. And when he goes and hides, and she sneaks up to the tree, and a snake comes down and has a conversation. A snake. Now, if I see a snake, I'll back off. One starts talking, I'll crap myself. And the snake actually convinces her to eat the apple. And she eats the apple. And when she eats the apple, she learns shame. That's what happens when you eat apples. Now, she's not ashamed that she's disobeyed God or that she's eaten the apple. She's ashamed of one here, one part of her body, that's all. She becomes ashamed of that area of the body. Now, why that area? Why not her elbow? Her nose. Do you actually realize that if Eve had been ashamed of her nose, every woman in the world now would be ashamed of your noses? You'd all be sitting here tonight with little nose knickers on. Men would be in nightclubs watching totally naked ladies with G-strings on the nose. Take them off. Oh, I saw a nose. And this is the book. This is the book that you'll go into court and place your hand upon.
The late, great Dave Allen.
Jay Thurber.
The living in the weekend. Listening's great.
We're going to check sports and weather next. Some more Irish rock on Radio 9.
Well, the sun shines on the river, and the sun shines on the sea. But when your eyes are shining, it's all the world to me. Oh, well, the bees can make the honey, and the birds can lay their eggs. This is a gift from nature. Don't that beat them all? Well, I work to earn my money, just to buy you pretty things. But
much more music time coming up at 3 o'clock over most of these same frequently frequented frequencies. It is smooth, relaxing, and easy, so we do ask that you stay tuned here to 88.3 WRCT and Tube City Online Radio. At 5 o'clock, the simulcast ends, and at 5 o'clock on 88.3, it's Confusing Sounds for Confusing Times. Saturdays at 5, it's time for Chop Shop with Dan Strange on 88.3.
You're front row center at the ball game, and you don't have to fight the crowd. Turn your radio on as loud as you care to, then prepare to enjoy it.
On Thursday, the Pittsburgh Penguins blew a 3-1 lead, losing to the Islanders 4-3 in overtime. They now own the second wild card spot in the Eastern Conference as they trail the New York Islanders by 2 points. Today, it's the Pens and the Flyers at PPG Paints Arena. Pens right now 32-22-10 on the season. They play again tomorrow at home against the New York Rangers. It's another matchup that the Penguins cannot afford to lose. The BBC has pulled its most popular soccer programming off the air amid a boycott over a move to suspend host Gary Lineker from his duties. Lineker earlier this week tweeted comparing the British foreign policy against illegal immigrants to that used by Germany in the 1930s. The BBC says that Lineker, who's a former English football star himself, will be, quote, stepping back from presenting until the two parties reach agreement on his use of social media. Bud Grant, the stoic and demanding Hall of Fame coach who took the Minnesota Vikings to 4 Super Bowls in 8 years and lost all of them, has died. He was 95. The Vikings announced Grant's death earlier today. Wearing his trademark purple Vikings cap, Grant's gaze became synonymous with his teams. He guided the Vikings from 1967 until 1985 with a one-year hiatus on his way to a 158-96 record. But he went 10-12 in the playoffs when he retired. Grant was 8th on the NFL's all-time victory list. The Big East tournament has a different look. Number 6 Marquette is the top seed heading into the 4-day frenzy at Madison Square Garden for the first time since the Golden Eagles joined the conference in 2005. Two of the newest members of the conference, number 15 ranked Xavier and number 24 ranked Creighton, occupy the next two seeds. Villanova, which has dominated the Big East, is the 6th seed.
Pittsburgh's weather.
Cloudy and overcast out there today with a high near 39, mostly cloudy overnight with a low of 27. Chance of snow on Sunday, maybe rain likely in the afternoon with a high of 42. Showers likely Monday, 42. Tuesday, chance of snow, then rain mixed with snow. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday with a high of 33. Right now, just ahead of much more music, 33 in Beaver County, 32 in Butler, 35 outside our weather window here in downtown McKeesport, and street level at the corner of Forbes and Morwood in Oakland, 33 at WRCT with new music from Fall Out Boy. Music from Fall Out Boy off of their new album, So Much for Stardust. I'm Jay Thurber. The website, jaythurbershow.com. Also on Facebook, Mastodon, and Post News at Jay Thurber Show. Broadcasting from the Tube City Center for Business and Innovation in downtown McKeesport on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh and Tube City Online Radio. It's 2 o'clock and the news is next.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, March the 10th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford.
First, New Hampshire, where LGBTQ advocates rallied at the State House this week in protest of a slate of bills which they say aim to demonize members of their community.
One bill would ban what advocates say is essential medical care for transgender minors, as well as ban the teaching of gender identity in schools. Another bill labels gender-affirming care as child abuse. Lynn Jacows of the group 603 Equality says the bills are part of a coordinated effort nationwide meant to criminalize transgender people.
Just knowing that these attacks are happening, whether or not they come to pass, is harmful because no one's existence should be up for debate.
Roughly 300 anti-LGBTQ plus bills have been introduced nationwide so far this year. Another bill introduced this session is dubbed a Parents' Bill of Rights and would require schools to notify parents of any developments related to their child's gender identity or expression. For Public News Service, I'm Catherine Carley.
Meantime, groups in the Keystone State are urging the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection to move forward quickly and implement some of the suggestions outlined in its report regarding conventional well operators plugging their abandoned wells.
In its report regarding conventional well operators plugging their abandoned wells, the Pennsylvania DEP details the oversight of the oil and gas industry in their recent report. Unkit Jane, associate attorney with the Sierra Club, says his group petitioned the state to adopt full cost bonding for conventional and unconventional oil and gas wells. He notes in their attempt to raise the bonds above $2,500, House Bill 2644 was passed, which restricts the state's ability to change bond amounts for conventional wells and sets restrictions on how the state must spend federal funding that has been provided to Pennsylvania to plug orphan wells.
It prevents DEP from raising bond amounts for conventional wells for 10 years from its passage. I'll note that it doesn't say anything about fracking wells. We have also petitioned DEP to raise bond amounts for fracking wells, and they still have that authority, and they're still considering our petition to do it.
Jane adds they are asking lawmakers to raise the bond amount to $38,000 per conventional well and $83,000 per fracked well. For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
And now from the New York Times, Michael D. Cohen, the former fixer who for years did Donald Trump's dirty work, is expected to testify before a Manhattan grand jury next week, a sign that prosecutors are poised to indict the former president for his role in paying hush money to a porn star, according to people with knowledge of the matter. The Times notes prosecutors informed Trump's lawyers that if he wanted to testify before the grand jury, he could do so next week. This is Public News Service.
Hey, now, look alive! And everything lights up, and it makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Turn on.